All right, so download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, they're back in session down in Springfield as the state Senate president continues to hold a school funding bill that's already passed. Cullerton won't send it to the governor because the governor said he's going to veto parts of it. So now it's political chicken and legislative power naps in those comfy leather high back chairs. Some Democratic senators refused to return to Springfield today for the special session, calling it a stunt by the governor. A stunt? So like Lee Majors in The Fall Guy? Cool. I think Rauner should rappel from the Capitol building and say, now that's a stunt. Our children's education? Not so much. Right? Evel Knievel style? Now that would be a stunt. It was announced today that Foxconn, a supplier for Apple, is setting up a new factory in Wisconsin. Nice! This factory could bring up to 10,000 jobs to the area and could be located between Milwaukee and Chicago. This is a manufacturing company that makes displays for the iPhone, so no word if Siri will sound like she's from Racine. Hello, this is Siri from Kenosha. That was my Kenosha accent. What do you think? What can I help you with? This is Siri from Kenosha. Pretty good. Did I get it? I think I got it. This is a big win for the state and for Trump. The president was quick to take credit for the factory, as he should. I mean, let's face it, this is why he got elected. Not because we love his off-teleprompter charm. No, this is what Americans voted for, and it's a big win to get manufacturing back in the United States, back in the Midwest. Kudos. Kudos from Kenosha? The president governed by tweet today, telling the world that the military would not let transgendered Americans serve. Then he went on to say that Transparent is an overrated television show. No, he didn't do that. This is an issue that I don't know was an issue and feels very 1993, but Trump said he talked to generals, and lo and behold, generals in the military aren't really progressive thinking. Who knew? But the LGBT community sees this as an attack and has vowed to fight it in the courts. Look at it this way. The LGBT community can't buy cakes for their weddings, so now they're going to use that money to hire a bunch of lawyers. The White House is arguing that it costs too much in health care for the transgender community. I guess they're talking about reassignment surgeries and drug regimens. Someone on Twitter showed the cost of those versus the health care costs of Viagra in the military, which is covered by insurance. Viagra is quadruple the cost. And think about all the extra doctor visits that are happening when erections last more than 4 hours. I mean, it's a disaster. It really is. The U.S. State Department's warning of tainted alcohol at Mexican resorts. Yep, I guess businesses are skimping, using cheaper alternatives, and it's causing tourists to get sick and in some cases die. So the next time you're on vacation and you get blackout drunk and wake up in a villager's hammock, it's not because you have a problem. It could be the alcohol. Lyft has apparently added new technology to your ride-sharing experience. You can add a taco mode to your ride, and it will automatically reroute you to a Taco Bell drive-thru. Yep. It's available from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Right now, only being previewed in California, which seems about right because this sounds dumb. If this were Chicago, it would be beef mode, right? But that causes confusion because when you would request it, it would just take you to my house. Oh, holla. Sorry, that joke was dumber than taco mode. Chipotle is battling some norovirus outbreaks in stores this week, isolated, of course, so all good. But they are still trying to bounce back, and they feel the way to consumers' hearts is queso. Yep, hot, runny cheese. It's going to make everyone forget about their health code violations, especially when that cheese starts to coagulate, you know? You're like, I'll have some of that. Can you break the seal on that? I'd love some melted, kind of hot cheese. Hey. I love Chipotle. Not the food, but the marketers. It's fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch. In weather, all down here from here. Yesterday was the best day of the year. Each day from here on out just gets a little crappier until, boom, the October winds are here. Sideways rain. It's coming right at you. Humidity today, sideways rain tomorrow. In sports, the Cubs and Sox get back at it tonight at the mortgage office on the south side. The Sox tried out James Shields, and if the Cubs don't put up 12 runs in the first three innings, they're really not for real. Seriously, is there any pitcher in baseball that you have less confidence in than James Shields? I mean, he's the Mark Trestman of pitchers. Anyway, he goes tonight against Jake Arrieta, who even with a mediocre season, I assume will dazzle. Tale of two ball clubs, I guess. All eyes on this game to see if the anger could spill over from yesterday. Well, it seems like everyone's over it. But the fans, I mean, we expect something more from these games than just hard-fought professional baseball. We expect prolonged stares and errant yelling from the dugout. You at least owe us errant yelling from the dugout. At least. Anyway, the Cubs are a half game back to the Brewers. The Sox just tied the Giants for the second worst record in baseball. Only a couple games back from the Phillies. Go, go, White Sox. I mean, watching yesterday's games, I'm a Sox fan, and I had a hard time picking out who was actually coming out of the Sox bullpen. I mean, who are these guys? I mean, who still plays on the White Sox after all of these trades? Is Salome Borojas? Is he still setting up? How about a Dennis Lamp? Is he available in the eighth inning? Maybe a Dick Tidrow? Dick Tidrow, the best name in 80s baseball. Or how about Esteban Loaiza for the youngsters, the little 90s? Esteban Loaiza. No? DL note, Avi Garcia, DL. There you go. The Bears are back in Bourbonnais. I'm surprised no one's done that parody song. The Bears are back in Bourbonnais. So many Bears beat reporters just meandering up and down Main Street tonight, going to that one bar, ordering that one Reuben. Good times. The media got a chance to talk with Coach John Fox today, who said nothing 30 different ways. It's pretty amazing how unliked Coach Fox is by the local media. I mean, this coming off of Lovie Smith and then Mark Trestman. Fox makes Dick Geron look personable. So what are we supposed to be looking at this camp? Like if it was Hard Knocks covering the Bears, which would be awesome, by the way. But what would be the storyline? It'd be like this. In Chicago, the mighty Windy City blows hot air for a new rookie quarterback. Then you play a couple of sound bites from the local sports shows. This kid is terrible. He's not going to make it. Then you show him throwing a few crisp balls, you know, to some hip-hop tracks and Patrick Manley spinning a football like a basketball. Some assistant coach yelling at the linebackers. Boom. Did I just do a full episode of Hard Knocks in like three sentences? I just did it. Did you see that? I think I did. What to look for at Bears camp? The QB position, the running back, the wide receivers, the offense and defensive lines, the linebackers, the secondary, and all the special teams. The only thing settled is Staley, the mascot. Although there could be camp competition for that as well. And finally tonight, U.S. custom agents in Los Angeles intercepted a smuggling ring of snakes. Yep, cobras were being smuggled into the country from Hong Kong via potato chip canisters. Listen, I've heard of all the crazy new flavors, but snake venom, it's not only lethal, but it just tastes awful. Ugh. That's the carryout for July 26, 2017. Speaking of potato chips, we got a ton of them. Kettle, sea salt, and vinegar. So sharp, so tangy, such tangy pain. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to join us from Springfield. We'll talk about the special session, what happened today. Also, some movement in city council here in Chicago. Oh, a lot more coming up tonight here on The Download, so stay with us. It's 720 WGN.